Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
I actually have some problems, and I need your advice.
Oh, I'm the best advice giver ever. All right. That's a lie, but...
But before that... What is our contact info?
We have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
So I've attempted this a couple of times recently, and I cannot seem to do it.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time drinking and getting drunk.
What?
Yeah. Like, I went to my friend's house over the weekend to celebrate her dad's birthday. I've known her dad my entire life. And I... had a couple. I'm like, I just wanted to get tipsy going.
Yeah, that nice feeling.
And like I had a carbonated beverage first. Like, it's a cider, but it was kind of like a champagne cider.
Ooh, okay.
It was fancy. So I drank that. And then we had some, it was like a Moscow Mule bar.
Oh, cool.
All the different like stuff you can add to it and different types of alcohol. So you could do like a Mexican Mule, a British Mule, mm-hmm. a Kentucky Mule. So I made myself a Kentucky Mule and it was strong because she had put out ginger beer, but it was alcoholic ginger beer.
Oh, so it was, I love this host.
Alcohol and alcohol. And I was drinking it and I was like, I'm not really feeling it. And like, maybe I was drinking it too slow, but I was like, what the hell's wrong with me?
How long were you at this shindig for?
Like 4 hours.
And you only had like two?
Well, I had three. And those were deep. Like they were big cups and they were probably pretty loaded.
Like a shot, two shots each, or
probably about a shot and a half to two shots each plus the alcoholic ginger beer.
See, in 3 and 4 hours though. But you're a lot. See, for me, I don't know how much that would actually
me. I've been a lightweight. I haven't really been drinking. So I figured like I'd be good.
Oh, did you have a big meal before?
Mm-mm.
No.
I went there to eat. And like I had half a sandwich.
And that's it.
Yeah.
See, and you're really not much of a shot girl either.
No, I can't do them anymore. Like, yeah. I mean, if it's a fruity one, yeah.
If it's a nice lemon drop, sure.
And it didn't feel like the place. Like, it didn't feel like a shot kind of day, you know?
Girl, any place is a shot kind of day, if you know what I mean. If there's alcohol being served, you can easily just make that just quickly. Whoop, whoop. Okay, you're done.
I know, but it
no
didn't feel
one
like,
even has to know.
I don't know. It didn't feel like a shot type doing party. And some people suggested. I'm like, I just don't. Because I'm hanging out with, like, my friend's dad, who I've known a good majority of my life.
So girl, that never stops me.
I know.
I don't care if you're a dad, grandma, mom, dead. I don't care.
Priest,
I'm taking shots.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Even if there's not alcohol there, I'll bring my own alcohol to take shots.
I believe it. I don't know what's wrong with me. Like we did a game day the other day with my old roommates and I was drinking like ciders like I used to. And I'm like, I'm not feeling.
Well, see that... The only time that actually happens to me is when sometimes I just know, like, dude, my body is not going to want to get drunk is mm-hmm. if I drank heavily the night mm-hmm. before. Like, there's just something, because my body's so hungover, and I think it's still kind of messed up mm-hmm. from all the alcohol that I know even if I drink, even if I try to drink, my mm-hmm. body just, like, will nope. be like, no, like, you're going to sip on this nice
and maybe
cocktail.
That'd be like my body without having to drink the day before, like my body's like, take it easy, old timer.
You are not an old timer.
I know, but my body's saying these things to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's very strange though.
I have some stuff going on this weekend, but I'm gonna try to like fit some. I'm gonna see if I can drink and see what happens.
I mean, we can have a mission. Let's get Vicky drunk.
I don't want to get S face.
Okay.
Like,
okay, I just bleh. Said drunk.
I just want to confirm. Okay. The parameters of
slightly
the shenanigans.
Tipsy. To where okay. you don't feel it the next morning.
Yeah.
Is like, that what you want
to? Yeah, like tipsy to where like I can be silly and sing confidently at karaoke, but not so bad. Like maybe have like a little like, oh, maybe a little dehydration in the morning, but overall fine.
Not a headache or a stomach ache. Just a little.
Nope, that does not taste good.
Yeah, no, I think you have to just drink more and faster, to be honest.
Probably. It's been weird though, because I'm like, I'm gonna try it. So I think there's just something in like my body that's saying nope.
But I think maybe you're also kind of scared too, because you're scared to actually drink fast, or you know, because
last time I drank thinking I was fine was when we went to Portland and I got annihilated.
Yeah,
accidentally.
Yeah, so I think even if you're not conscious of it, maybe your body is kind of like,
yeah,
okay, just like a little sips of this masculine, little, you know, yeah, and you think you've drank it a lot and there's a, it's a really alcoholic, but in reality, it's been 4 hours and right, you're just kind of chilling.
It's like, hmm,
maybe not.
God, I'm old. But
you're not old. Don't say that.
I'm 2 years older than you.
Don't say that. Yeah, but we work with 30, 31, 2, 3 year olds and they're not old. They're still kicking it back.
They're
as
old,
in
they're,
getting wasted.
I was like, they're old in their own ways. They hurt a lot more now. They just accept the hangovers.
They accept them.
I do not. But I actually found this funny list, and it's like 21 drunk and morning after texts that are as dubious as they are entertaining.
Drunk and morning after
texts. Some
text.
Of my texts when I'm drunk are just stupid. I couldn't even tell you. Like, I just...
Like, because... Stupid because of the people they're... Two?
Yes.
Or, oh, okay.
A little bit of everything, but it's just because it's like, oh, I'm going to talk to this guy. And it's like, hey, how's it going? Like, good. How are you? Like, it's just like, why is she talking to me out of nowhere? Like, somebody I have only, like, I've seen in person once since high school. It's like, because I ran into him at a bar. I'm like, you were super cool at the bar. And I guess this isn't going to work. No, no. Okay.
I'm drunk, so here's all the texting. See, mine is usually just... A lot of it, it doesn't make any sense and it's like spelled wrong, but it's two people I know. Mm-hmm. So then I wake up the next morning and I just think it's hilarious because I'm like, wow, I really didn't make sense. And mm-hmm. I thought you were taking a really long time when I just texted you like 15 things all within like a minute. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I was a little crazy. Sorry.
A little bit.
Sorry.
Some of these are just fun and some, you know, we'll go down the list.
Okay, let's do it.
One of them is the text simply says, sex on bubble wrap equals best decision ever.
You know, that sounds fun for like maybe a minute.
Which is
and
fine
then
because
annoying.
If you're doing it the right way, you hit all the bubbles and then by then they're all popped. So you don't have to worry about it after a minute.
Oh, look, it's a game. I like it.
So let's see if we can pop all of them. Jesus. This is a text conversation between two people. It's like, he said he didn't have a condom. It's like, when you said... That's fine because I was ready to be a mom. Yeah, he magically had a condom he forgot about after that.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's funny. I want someone to use that.
I've done that before where it's like, oh, you're on birth control. I'm like, nope. So if you're ready to be a dad, let's do this.
And he still wanted to do it?
No, he's like, okay, let's find one. Let's go around the room, find one.
Because, well, I feel like for me, I would be like immediate, just like... I don't want to do it anymore. Like if I were a dude, well, I'm not a dude, so probably not. But, you know, I'd be like, okay, never mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Crazy. These next two are epic. First one. I just woke up wearing a top hat and Simpsons boxers. I also found more money in my wallet than I had before going out. About $1,000 more.
Oh.
Could you imagine just top hat, boxers, $1,000 more in your wallet?
Dude.
That sounds like something that would happen to Joey.
Dude, it does. It's so, out
in
of
Vegas.
Everyone, it would.
She's like, why am I wearing a top hat? And it'd be us messing with him. Just like, he would have won the money in Vegas, but we would have left the top hat on him.
That'd be so epic, though. And then I'd be like, what happened? And I'd be like, I don't care. I got $1,000 more.
Yeah.
I don't care how I earned this money.
But. Right. This other one's really epic. I remember going home with two girls. I woke up with four.
That's impressive.
Damn. I want to know who this is. Is this like Ryan Reynolds or some stuff? Like actor celebrity status? Like that
or if you're just like some rando. Well, probably seriously, it's such a girl thing to be like, oh my God, I invited my friends over. Is that okay? And then all of a sudden.
But like if you're the girl that's trying to go after the hot dude, you're not going to want to share him.
Dude, if my friend's hot too, though, sure.
All right.
Fair I mean, enough. If I'm just like looking to hook up, if I'm looking to have his kids, then no. But.
It's a text conversation between two people. First one, it's like, I would really appreciate it if you would stop texting my girlfriend. The other guy says, I would really appreciate it if you would stop C-blocking me.
That's good. That's
another
good.
One. So it's a girl messaging. So when he finished.
Oh, yes.
He screamed, Mortal Kombat! At the top of his lungs, and his roommates yelled back, Finish her! Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
Oh!
Oh, I would have married the dude right then and there. That would have been amazing.
That's amazing that, like, the roommates know when... And, like, that'd be so weird to know exactly when your roommate is finishing.
Or just having sex. Well, he's obviously, you know, finishing because he yelled Mortal Kombat. So that's their cue.
Yeah, but like if like,
but just in fact, the idea of knowing when your roommate's
exactly,
there, oh,
yeah, knowing that, exactly when
that'd be awesome.
When it's happening.
I think it'd be hilarious.
Well, it'd be funny too if they weren't even home. You just thought they were home and like no one said anything back.
Just have like a voice activated thing whenever, like Alexa thing, like when he yells Mortal Kombat.
He'd be like, please finish her. Because Alexa would say please because she's polite.
All right. So puking in one of the stalls, a guy ran in and starts puking in the other stall. In between heaves, we told each other our names. I found out that he was my old best friend that moved away in the 8th grade.
That's so cool.
It's like, so what's your name? Bleh.
Sarah. Oh, I love that.
That's funny. Actually, that happened with an ex-boyfriend. Like, okay, very long, weird timeline. I had two friends. Okay. We'll call them Chris and Ashley. And they were friends I met from a previous relationship. So they were my ex-boyfriend's friends that I got introduced to, and we still were friends.
Okay.
So when I got my new boyfriend, I'm like, I want you to meet my new boyfriend, and because we were all still friends. And we're all still friends, but I don't see him as often because, you know, kids, marriage, all that stuff.
Life.
So I introduce him, and like we all start talking. We went out to dinner, and it turns out that they were best friends in like 2nd grade.
Oh, weird.
They're like, I went to that school. Oh, my God. Are you the guy that moved away and never came back? Oh, my God, that was you. And we went to his, like, we found his old yearbook, and we found him. Aww, in the yearbook.
That's cool.
But they were like, he's like, I always wonder what happened to you. It's like, this.
Here I am.
So I thought that was kind of fun. This girl says, rather than putting your name in a guy's phone, you just texted 90999 to donate $10 to Haiti, and then gave it back to him.
What?
So
that would never work.
No, so it's like a text number. Like you get it automatically, I think, charges to the phone company or something. So you have to pay it.
Oh.
So it's just, if it was just them being a douche.
Yeah, but like, I feel like nowadays they're like, I'm going to text you right now, or like, let me call you.
Well, no, they'd see that. They'd be like, wait, you texted Haiti? It's like, bye. I think it was just supposed to be a bitch
move. Oh. Right. I would never do that. I don't have the balls to do that.
Right. I'd feel bad because just spending somebody else's money.
Yeah.
I went to Disney World today with my friends and met Snow White, then saw her later at the bar. She is naked next to me in her bed, passed out. When you wish upon a star.
Oh, that's cool.
Baller. Awesome.
And was she in the costume? Like, how'd you know it was her?
Face, probably.
Oh, I would hope she's in the costume, and then I would do her in her costume.
They're not allowed to take their costumes with them.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. They're probably really expensive.
Yeah. I'm banging your sister right now. You mother effer. She's next. Dang. That is like jerk all around. Like that's a jerk ex-boyfriend, jerk sister. Oh my God.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have a sister.
I can't imagine you with a sister, dude.
Dude, right?
Another text. I was just told by a cop that my party was the most epic party they ever crashed.
That is goals.
Right?
That is goals.
I feel like you need to step up your game. Yours has been lacking.
The cops have even come to my house, but they didn't say that.
Well, because I feel like to have an epic party, it needs to be like outside. Because that way it's like bigger. You can have more people. When it's inside, then the cops can't see really inside.
I invited them in. They didn't want to come in, though.
Exactly. So if it's like an outside party, like I remember I saw this video of these cops that were crashing a party. It was a noise complaint. It was like it was a Mexican family, and I think it was celebrating their daughter's graduation. I think we played the audio on the main show, and the cops were like, do you want to come in?
Oh,
and
they came in.
Like, it was an outside party, so you got to really
feel it,
right?
Our yard is not big enough for that.
Nope, we got to have your party somewhere else.
I know. Anyone? Can I borrow anyone's yard, please?
We got to do like at a campsite.
Yeah, but I'm always afraid of like outdoor, like public drinking. Like,
I'm saying more like somebody's. It's somebody's private property, but like a field, like some people have property.
Yeah, like in the middle of nowhere kind of thing.
Yeah, like an acre or two.
Yeah.
Like camp up in the middle of December. That's a horrible idea.
I know.
Let's just rent all the RVs.
That'd be dope, an RV party.
Oh my God.
But it'd be still really cold.
Yes, it would. Let's do it at the station. We can't get in trouble, can we?
No. But that'd be dope if the cops came here, though.
Oh my God, could you imagine? So it's like, I told you I was good to drive. It's like, dumbass, I drove. You sat in the passenger seat and steered with a paper plate.
That seriously sounds like me.
It's like, oh, no, I'm driving. I drove us home last night. It's like, no, you did not.
I have, like, come home drunk and, like, intensely apologized to my boyfriend for driving home. Like, he was, like, asleep. I was like, babe, I shouldn't have drove home. I'm so sorry I drove home. And he was just like, oh, my gosh, you're an idiot. Like, let me go back to bed, though. And then the next morning, like, my car is not there and I didn't drive home at all. And I was like, why was I convinced that I drove myself home? And I also was like, why didn't you care more that I drove home, babe?
Yeah, like, you were on another level.
He was like, it was 3 a.m. Like, I had to work the next day.
It's like, God, freaking Sarah. Rename my iPod as the Titanic. So when I plug it in, it says the Titanic is sinking. Different kind of sinking. I fell off the bed in the middle of it and he yelled, 5 second rule, and kept banging me. I think I'm in love.
Did he fall off the bed too then?
I think she might have fallen off, like, whoop, and it's like, 5 second rule, and just jump back on.
Oh, that's cute. I thought he then jumped off the bed and then just continued.
Well, I think that might have been. I don't know. So I was driving stoned and I stopped to let a pine cone cross the road because I thought it was a hedgehog. Don't drive stoned.
Plus, that'd be the smallest hedgehog.
It could have been a big pine cone.
Ones. Damn. If I had done that and thought it was a hedgehog, I probably would have like tried to rescue it because hedgehogs are so cute.
Right? I thought it was so cute. So at McDonald's last night, the guy gave you the wrong kind of McFlurry, so you screamed at him, you McF'd up. He said the real word.
I wonder if you got another McFlurry, though.
I'm just sure he was, but he was drunk. You McF'd up!
Damn, you get two.
My girlfriend went downstairs for me.
Okay.
And she started humming the theme for Star Wars, pretending that a certain part was a lightsaber. I'm buying the engagement ring tomorrow. I've done that. Guys are not too appreciative sometimes.
Oh, have you ever hummed a song?
Well, not the song, but I've like
used, pretended
certain things were like lightsabers or swords.
You're like, hi-yah, hi-yah, hi-yah. Like,
I'm a little gentler than that, just not swinging it around.
Oh, I swing it around and then I'm like, but I'm fighting nothing. Like, I wish I had one to fight with too.
I got kicked out of Barnes and Nobles because I put all the Bibles in the fiction section.
Oh, but that's a lot of work. Actually, I don't know how many Bibles there would be at Barnes & Noble, but that could be a lot of work.
I just walked into a room at this party and someone yelled, dibs!
Dude, I would feel like that's effing right. But then I'd be like, let me see the guy who did that, though. Right.
Well, that's what happened when I went to my friend's, funny enough, same one that had the really awesome Moscow Mule party. Back when she was going to college, I went to visit her in Pullman. And so she told all our guy friends, like, yeah, my friend's coming up. And like, she was explaining her, like, I literally just gone out of like my like big relationship. So I was still kind of tender.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm out to like go make out and do stuff. How old was I? I was 23.
I'm going to try to be a slut and not cry.
Right. Yeah. I cried on the way home. It's fine. Because he like texted me on the like way home, like, okay, we're done. Like, even like talking at all, kind of shutting it down.
Oh. So it was like, at least it wasn't on the way there.
No, I would have freaking lost it. But like she was telling me, like, all the guys are like, dibs, let's see what, like, let's see, like, before they even saw what I look like.
Oh, let's see who she goes for.
But then they're like, yeah, dibs.
Oh, you probably were like, okay.
Yep. But I did end up making out with one of them.
Oh, good.
I think he was the cutest one of all of them.
Well, I would hope you would pick the cutest.
He was. He still is. I think he's cute still. Anyways.
She still wants him.
Oh, God, yeah. But really? we're just too opposite. Like, our personalities don't match.
Oh.
Like, because, I mean, I've hung out with him many times, and we can sit and hang out and talk and everything be cool, but, like,
there's not that sexual, like, I don't know. Aw.
Well, I do, but it's just nothing. I don't think it's... I think it'd be one of those, like, we'd have to be really ass-faced to kind of, like, break down that wall, if you will, like, of awkwardness.
So when we get you drunk, we should invite him over. Yes. Is what you're saying.
Hey, buddy. Oh my God, I accidentally had sex with my boyfriend's twin last night and he didn't stop me. Well, how was it? Fantastic, but that's not the point.
Oh.
How crappy would that be if you, like,
oh, that would be,
end up hooking up with like your boyfriend's twin and it's much better than your boyfriend?
Well, like, and was she, so she was so drunk she didn't know? Or like,
yeah, and the guy's like, okay.
Okay, first of all, you're a crappy ass brother.
Yes.
First of all. And
like, you can't get too mad at the girlfriend. Like, assuming they're identical twins. Like, if they're fraternal twins, like, you have no excuse.
Damn, but like, could you imagine being an identical twin and your boyfriend slept with your identical twin sister because he couldn't tell you two apart? I would be livid.
I'd be mad at my sister.
I would be mad at both. I would be like, first of all, screw you, sister. F you. I'm never talking to you. Second of all, boyfriend, you can't tell the damn difference?
No.
Because you know my ass, like, in the beginning of our relationship would be like, so, I know you think I'm hot, but does that mean you think my sister's hot? Do you think my sister's hotter?
No. Because no. You're the same. It's equal.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Well, that's why you have to try harder to be the hotter sister. Like, You have to get a different haircut, work out more. I don't know. Whatever it is that you have to do.
Oh, yeah. Which I would be the hotter sister, hopefully. I don't know. But that would be really awkward. I think the twin would break up with you, the other dude.
I'm curious to see if random out there, if you guys have ever hooked up with twins, how did that go? Like, I want to know anybody in the twin situation or if you have a twin.
Yeah. And like, are there like downstairs, like on both gender? Like, are they the same?
I want to know that different? Too. I want to know that too.
Like for like the dudes, is their like penis the same?
Actually,
and, like, are the girls like hoo-ha's the same? Like, it's very fascinating.
I read the thing someone asked, like, hey, real question. Do twins have the same looking package? Is it the same size?
Yeah.
And one guy's like, I can verify as a twin myself that my penis is much bigger than my sister's. I'm just like, okay, well played, dude. But I know a couple twins, but they're very religious. So it's like,
I don't know any twin boys, I don't think. Well, except I guess my boyfriend has a set of twin friends or whatever.
Are they identical?
I don't know, actually, but I also don't. I don't think he would know their package sizes.
It's like, could you ask them? Tell them it's for science. Yeah. Vicky needs to know these things.
He would be like, "God, you guys are so weird."
He's not wrong.
We're like, yes.
All right. So, if anybody actually knows the answer to this question, please let us know because we're dying to know.
And if you're a twin and don't know the package size of your twin, please ask. And tell them this is for science.
Yes, we want to know this information. And would you, if you were a twin or if you are a twin, would you forgive your boyfriend or girlfriend if they slept with your twin, identical twin?
Oh, and then they said you were better than they're dating.
Fantastic, but that's not the point. That's so funny.
Oh.
But we will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye, guys.